whenever my children were small, they would hear a screech owl. Mm-hmm. They were called screech owls.
Uh-huh.
And
why? Because of the noise?
Because of the noise. And my children would just, they would just shiver, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And the old people used to say, if you tie a knot in the corner of the sheet, it stopped those old owls.
Mm-hmm.
And they would run and tie a knot in one of the sheet corners to stop that old owl from screeching in the night.
Was there any other kind of noise that it made?
Hoo hoo. That just set them up the wall.
I guess not. What about the kind of bird that drills holes in a tree?
That's a woodpecker. We used to have a woodpecker that came around here. I said, it's every Saturday morning when my husband didn't have to work, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
On Saturday morning, sometime he was off on Saturday, and we would try to sleep a little late. And you know, it would get up there to the eave of the house, and it had a certain place that it would peck on the tin roof of this house. And it would just literally run you up the wall, and it was just like an alarm clock.
Right.
But
did
there,
it drill a hole in it?
I suppose it did. I never did get up there to look at it. I guess my husband saw places where they had pecked up there when he was painting the house, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But they are beautiful birds to be up close to them.
Oh, they are. They really are.
You can tell them from any other bird.
What about the black and white animal with a powerful smell?
That would be a skunk. Now, I don't know too much about that because I never did get that close to one.
I don't think I'd want to. If you were going to, what kinds of animals come and raid hen roost? Do you know?
Well, that'd be a hawk.
Do they do that?
The hawks gets the chickens and all, but now there are more varmints than one.
more varmints than one.
I guess the big rats would get them.
Uh-huh.
Now, you know, used to, they had things that the rats would gnaw on, would be corn, first one thing and another, but I'm sure they got a lot of chickens and a lot of eggs.
Mm-hmm.
And the old hen was gone off the eggs.
What about a little animal that's kind of like a squirrel? You may have them around here, but it doesn't climb trees. It's like a little squirrel, but it has a little stripe on it, little dots. Have you ever seen any of those?
Well, I've seen so many of them. Oh, you're talking about a chipmunk. A chipmunk.
Do you ever see any around here?
Well, we don't have too many of them. I have seen them when I was a child, but we don't have too many of little chipmunks.
What about the things that you have to pry open the shells, and sometimes there's a pearl in it, and you can eat them?
That's oyster.
Do you like that?
Wouldn't that be wonderful if we found one?
Uh-huh.
I like stewed oysters. And I like fried oysters.
Do you ever put oysters in your dressing?
No, but I have 8 oyster dressing. I don't care that much for it.
Nor
chestnuts. I don't care that much for chestnuts in dressing.
I don't like oysters in it. I had just heard that some people do. I didn't know if you did either. I like it without.
Yes,
regular
I do too.
Dressing.
Back whenever we were young boys and girls, they used to talk about, the boys used to claim they stole chickens for us to have stews out of, you
uh-huh.
know. One Saturday night, we'd have an oyster stew, and probably take that whole payday of that one, whoever who bought those oysters,
uh-huh.
to make an oyster stew. But you know, oyster stew would go a long ways around.
Yeah.
And all the children, girls, young boys and girls, would gather in somewhere to a home for oyster
mm-hmm.
stew. And they'd claim that they, when we'd have a chicken stew, you know, they'd claim they went and stole that chicken out of somebody's hen house. That was just a lot of fun. They didn't steal it, surely.
What about something that croaks in the marshes?
Bullfrog?
Yeah.
And bullfrog legs are really delicious. Have you ever ate any?
No.
Oh, they are quite expensive food now.
I know they are.
But they are delicious. I tell you, I was, the first one I ever ate was after I was married, and my husband and his brother went
mm-hmm.
frog gigging.